Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The U.S.-Indonesia relationship continues to grow stronger and deeper. The U.S.-Indonesia partnership, which began in 2010, is at its foundation. As U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stated on a recent visit to Indonesia, one focus of America's engagement with Indonesia is promoting economic growth through trade and development. One such example was the August 8th signing of a Memorandum of Understanding between the two governments to create opportunities for American and Indonesian businesses to collaborate with the Indonesian government on the infrastructure projects in priority sectors, such as transportation, energy, and water, in various areas across the Indonesian archipelago. Education remains the cornerstone of economic growth and individual advancement in the 21st century economy. To that end, Secretary Clinton announced that the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, will invest $83 million during the next 5 years to support primary education in Indonesia. The United States will also provide a $20 million fund for graduate training for Indonesian students in the United States. On a regional level, the United States appreciates Indonesia's efforts to advance ASEAN unity. "We believe," said Secretary Clinton, "that the U.S.-ASEAN relationship is one of our most important, and we want to support ASEAN unity in this region. The region has important issues to resolve, including those connected to the South China Sea. While the United States does not take a position on competing territorial claims or land features there, the United States has a national interest, as every country does, in the maintenance of peace and stability, respect for international law, freedom of navigation, and unimpeded lawful commerce. The United States encourages ASEAN and China to make meaningful progress towards finalizing a comprehensive code of conduct in order to establish rules of the road and clear procedures for peacefully addressing disagreements." Secretary Clinton said that the United States and Indonesia will continue to work together to promote democracy and human rights in the region. In that regard, both countries will pursue the Triangular Cooperation Program, which aims to strengthen democratic institutions in countries such as Burma. The United States looks forward to continued cooperation with Indonesia as it builds its democracy and economic growth at home and promotes rights and freedoms around the region.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.